sign them to you, or you'll bow you.
President and county council members.
Hello.
Well, how do you do?
I'm okay. A little nervous, but.
You're looking good, so calm right down.
Thank you.
Ms. Rogers, I know there's several folks here that want to address this issue. Do you suppose all of them will want to come forward? I've got only four names. It's probably just going to be those four?
Yes.
Okay. We have a policy of 3 minutes per speaker at this portion of our meeting, but I can give you an extra couple minutes. If you could keep it maybe within 5 minutes, that'd be great.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to thank you for giving us time to talk to all of you about our problems. We appreciate your concerns for our struggle with Johnson's Corner Sewer District. We realize that you are aware that we have families with small children and seniors living on fixed incomes. This is an enormous burden on all of us, and we feel that this burden should be concerned with a fairness approach. Economically, you know what we face day by day. Therefore, you must reduce our cost. Must reduce our cost. We are to pay $850 per year on our tax bill. We understand that this is to be a little lower, but who is to say how much lower? We need grants, and we need help to get them, and more money in this project. Yes, there are some grants, but for a project as large as this, we need more. Some developments, such as the Hamlet, are to pay $420 on taxes, on their taxes. According to the pamphlet that we took by the buildings. Okay. I missed my spot. The builders did the inner structure. They charged them an impact fee when they buy their homes, so they get their money back. We pay, or we are to pay, $3,500 to hook up to the pipeline in front of our property. Isn't that an impact fee? Oh, come on. We'll be paying this $850 on our taxes for 30 years. I was told. We think all the people that hook on to this system should pay the same price. Also, any new developments that are built in the future should pay, and our taxes should be reduced. Thank you.
Thank you, Marie.
You want a copy of this?
It would be nice to put it in the
Ma'am,
record.
Let me now. Ask you a quick question. Do you need is your septic system working properly? Or
yes, it's beautiful. There are people in our development,
okay,
which is not a lot of people in our development, that just paid $15,000 for a new septic system. But they're forced to get this. Yes. People voted for the sewerage, and I have no problem with the sewerage. It's the cost that's ridiculous, say. So.
Thank you. Why don't you give that to our administrator?
Yes, sir. Come on. Keep it moving.
Are you Dennis?
Thank you.
No, I'm Spike Schnitzker. I live in Fenwick West also.
Could I ask you to sign in, please?
We'll let him talk, and then we can sign in on the
I don't think so.
I'm signing in here. Milton Schnitzker or Spike
okay.
Schnitzker.
Okay, you're down the line a little bit, but we'll skip the order and let you speak since you're right there. Go right ahead.
Okay. I also live in Fenwick West, and I've been living there for 20-some years. I had one problem with my storage system. It was fairly expensive to have it repaired, but fortunately it was the electrical part and those kind of things. But I also am somewhat concerned about the cost that we're facing with this new system, although I love the idea that we can finally have a toilet that flushes and we don't have to worry about it. But I'm elated. My question in coming here tonight is to ask you all to afford us someone that can help us write a government grant. A government grant meaning federal government, state government, or county government, or our new stimulus package, whatever money is available for that would be appreciated. So that's my primary thought of coming here tonight and answering any questions that you may have.
Our county administrator and staff take these comments in, and oftentimes they get back with folks with answers. So
okay, I would appreciate that.
Well, maybe we could you shed some light on it, Dave? Is there any efforts while we have the gentleman here?
Well, what we've done is we've applied for a stimulus grant to the state of Delaware, and the Clean Water Advisory Council has made a recommendation that for this project, the grant be awarded for $1,248,000. That has not been officially approved, but that is a grant out of the stimulus money that we will hopefully be receiving that will benefit your project and will help reduce cost. Our engineering department is also working to reduce costs below the engineer's estimates from when the referendum time occurred, and our construction numbers were below the engineer's estimates for the first contract and the second one as well. So that will also benefit you. Plus, we have developer contributions for the common parts of the project, which we also are anticipating may be higher than what we conservatively estimated at referendum time. And then the other thing is we're working on better loan terms for the loan portion. We have to borrow the money, and then that's the biggest part of your cost. When we borrow the money, we have to pay back the loan like a mortgage. And that we're trying to get better interest rates in that process. So we're working. I can say we've been working diligently to try to attain the best financing and reduce our cost as best we can. One thing about the economy with the construction cost, because there's not a limited amount of work available, you've gotten better prices than what we anticipated. So, you know, one of the things you may want to do is contact your congressional delegation and that's what we've tried to direct people to do that to attain maybe possibly even other federal funding to help out.
I have no doubt in my mind that you are all doing the very best you can to give us the very best that you can possibly give us. One of my bewilderments is here. I don't know exactly how much that I have to pay. However, you know, and there are several different tables and schedules in here to figure.
What we have the numbers that we quoted at referendum time, but what we can't really give you a definite number at this point because the construction is just starting, and you know we're still working on these other funding options, so we don't really know exactly. But we do anticipate. I mean, we certainly anticipate a lower cost than at referendum time.
I do appreciate that, and with that, I'm done.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, guys.
I'd like to know
Mr. or Mrs. Lang, I believe. Yeah.
I'd like to know how this works out, Mr. Baker, so that we could find out. Could you get back to us and let us know?
Mr. Izzo, you'll make a report, won't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. President, what I'm going to read, I'm going to make a copy of it.
Thank you.
I'm here on behalf of some of the members of Swan Estates. These people are sitting back in these last three rows with me. They have the same concerns. A lot of what I'm probably going to be saying is not redundant, but it's basically what some of the other areas from Johnson's Corner are also saying. And I'd like to read this to you as we put this together because I think it will spell most of it out. As homeowners in Swan Estates, as part of Johnson's Corner, we feel that we're not treated completely fairly and need some clarification on some of the issues, and here's the reasons why. Even though we voted for the sewer system and we did, we feel as if we were somewhat coerced in scare tactics that were put out in front of us. We were informed, for instance, we were informed that if we didn't hook up with the sewer system now, our septic systems might not pass an annual inspection meeting their code. We would then have to bring our systems up to county standards, and it would cost each homeowner about $20,000 to upgrade their system. Most septics in here, however, are newer and more up-to-date to start with, and they really should not be a problem. The county states septic systems might be leaking nitrates into coastal bays and groundwater. If this is true, why is building a pumping station between two bodies of water acceptable? And that's the two ponds we have in our community. They assure us leakage is virtually minimal, and if there was to be a problem, they are responsible. All fair and good. The county also claims they are responsible to restore our roads and property to their original state. Will they provide that in writing? That's a concern of ours. If the roads are not compacted to ANSI standards, they could begin to sink. And that's a worry on our part. What kind of repairs would be made to our properties if a leak occurs? Now, keeping money in taxpayers' pockets pays off home loans and sends children to college, but this project will raise our taxes considerably in accordance with the proposed amount of annual assessment that we're going to have to take in. This makes it more difficult to pay home loans and other expenses. If the county still insists and mandates the building of this project, at least allow the individual homeowners to amortize their portion of the expenses in the same manner that the county uses for their projects, if that could be. Due to the economic crisis facing everyone, if the stimulus dollars cannot pay for this shovel-ready product, which it seems like this project's ready to go, as defined in the federal stimulus program, then perhaps could it be put on hold? What will happen to any of us who don't qualify for financial assistance if we can't come up with the money to hook up at this specified time? Most of the people in there are retired people on fixed incomes, and they're getting squelched year after year by increased prices. I just got my car bill for the car insurance. It went up again. I mean, and I'm a retiree, too. And we're losing money in this way, and we're concerned about that problem. Why was the pump station changed from its originally proposed location within our community to the current proposed pond area? By the way, if you want these, I can give you these. These are pictures taken of the ponds showing where they are and where they're located. If you'd like those, you may have them. It's up to you. All right. Why was it changed from its originally proposed location within our community to the current proposed pond area? When this occurred, was there a public notification and were residents properly notified? We don't feel so.
We're trying to keep this to about 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm almost done. The diagram presented originally indicated three proposed locations, none of which was the pond. The county engineer stated that our pond area is not a waterfront property and is to be located with the community it will serve. The current pond site selected is clearly waterfront, as I showed you here. Why isn't a pond considered as water? The director of utility engineering told us the reason other sites would not work because the selected contractor does not have the proper equipment to build below a certain depth. The question is, why can't proper equipment be purchased, rented, or even obtain a contractor who has the proper equipment to build below a certain depth? Many issues have been confusing to us from the beginning, and the answers just seem to be going around and around, evasive and keeping on changing. Three points of concern in the final thing. Why is our development paying a more significant amount than others in the area? Second, why can't the project wait for stimulus money to come in? We're not against this. We're just trying to find a way to have the money get here for us. Three, we feel existing residents should be exempt from impact fees assessed to new development. Swan Estates is not a new development. It's been here. And not forced to pay this expense out of pocket. In closing, we appreciate the time to voice our concerns and hope that as voters and taxpayers, we'll be taken seriously about this.
Thank you very much.
By the way, I also would like to give to you a copy of 175 residents who have that same feeling about this. Right.
Yes, thank you.
These hookup fees, we don't finance those in any way. They have to come up with the cash.
We have looked at that where we do have savings in a particular project. We have done that on a number of occasions, and that would be something that we would look at.
And then if they sell their house.
Especially if that is a major concern of the residents paying that upfront cost. And we do have a means to help residents who meet certain income, low to moderate income guidelines that that will help with those fees, and it's up to $2,500 to pay for the hookup costs.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that where I come from in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, we were not expected to pay those hookup fees in advance. We had the opportunity to finance it through the county or pay up front. And if you sold your house before it's paid off, the new buyer accepts the result of that. I mean, they have to continue paying for it. So, you know, it's done elsewhere. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Lewis Rexham.
That's right. Yes, George. We should finance it.
Hi, I'm Lou Rexham. I'm the current president of the Homeowners Association of Swan Estates. I'd like to thank the council for giving me this audience. I'll try not to repeat any of the things the other people have said so far. We in Swan Estates, of course, have two concerns, the cost of the project and the location of the pumping station. With the permit, the hookup fee to the county is $3,700. Our estimates for our plumber to hook to our houses are $2,400. $300 a year service fees, and according to the latest estimates, which may go down, 877 years. That's over $7,000 hit in the first year, which is tough on anybody's savings and budget, and especially the hardworking people who came down from Baltimore, Washington, whatever, played the game right all their lives, saved their money, paid their taxes, researched, moved to an area where there were low taxes, where there was good housing values, and basically invested a lot of their life's work and savings into their dream house. You know, these are not rich people. Subsequent, you know, inflation has taken its toll over the years. Some people have health and age issues. They've lost a spouse. Some people just can't afford to take this hit in 1 year. Now, and like was said, a new developer comes in, that $3,600 will be amortized probably over the cost. Why not, like Mr. Deaver said, some type of program to amortize us so we don't have that large a hit all in the first year? Mr. Baker talked about the stimulus fund, the $1.2 million. It doesn't add up to much. According to current estimates, we have a total of $3.2 million against 11.8 project. You know, it's 27%. Here's a project. Sussex County Council grants $4.5 million to yard waste facility for Blue Hen. Now, how is that higher priority than helping out these people who need your help? Another article here, 90% of funding for the sewer district in Woodlands. We get 27%, they get 90. How does that work? How is that fair? And this is quote, Susan Webb is quoted saying that. So we need your help. These people deserve and need your help. Okay, second issue, the pumping station. We in Swan Estates, we don't have tennis courts, we don't have swimming pools, we have a nice little park with two lakes on either side of it. Picnic tables, we have our socials there. To put this pumping station in there would be an aesthetic and an environmental mistake. It would just be wrong. And I'd like to say something about the history of how that location came about. As was said earlier, in the public meetings, it was disclosed to be in a different location twice and at the referendum. It was revealed to us in March of this year that the pumping station had been moved to that area on the ponds. And it appears, there's an appearance that the move was done in a way to bring minimal attention to it, and let me give you my reasons for that. Yes, our previous board of directors did okay it. It was not revealed last year sometime. It was not revealed to us till March sometime. To my knowledge, there was no public disclosure of that change, no meeting which showed that specified location for the pumping station. And this one is really interesting. The environmental consultant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife was sent by the environmental consultant at the county's, from the county's engineering department, to the previous site to survey and okay that, not to the site where it's currently planned to be. An oversight? Maybe. It seems like they tried to slip one in on us, and that's our feeling.
We're going to try to keep this at 5 minutes, if you can.
I'm going to move it along real quick now. At the public meeting and at a special meeting that we had with the county, they told us if we had any problems to send a letter stating that and what we were requesting. We requested to know what the impact would be to move that pumping station to a different location. We haven't received an official answer to that letter. However, we did have some verbal conversations, and we were told that it was not planned to be considered at this time, that it was too late and they were not going to do that. In summary, everything was probably done legally, and I had a good explanation from that from the chief engineer at the county today. However, we feel that it was slipped in on us. We feel to be an environmental and aesthetic disaster, and it's just wrong, and we request your help getting it changed. Is there any commitment to look into that?
I believe the commitment will be that you will be contacted, or your entity will be contacted by our administration in conjunction with our engineering department to try to answer some of your questions.
Okay, and then I know I'm time limited here, but let me just jump back to the funding thing.
Can you make it very quick, please?
Yes, I can. $3.2 million for us for a sewer system. You know, to overuse an overused statement, it sounds like Wall Street versus Main Street again. Billions and billions for people who done the wrong thing. We can't get a few million for an environmental, healthy sewer system. It just seems wrong, and we want your help giving us some relief. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, sir.
But what do you mean they slipped it in on you? What do you mean by that?
I thought I explained that.
No, I didn't get it. Anyway.
Okay. At the public meetings, the two public meetings, the diagrams were shown and showed the pumping location in a different location, not between the ponds. Okay. It wasn't revealed to us that location was changed until March of this year. Okay. And there, since then, subsequently, has not. Now, I don't know what the legal requirements for public disclosure are, but it was not disclosed publicly, as far as I know. And the other thing, the other clue was that the environmental guy from the Fish and Wildlife Center was sent by the county engineering to the previous location, not to the current location.
Okay, I misunderstood you. I thought you, when you said you slipped it on, I thought you didn't know this sewer system was coming.
Oh, no.
We're talking about just the pump station.
Pump station on the pond.
Okay.
Just
the pump
station.
They're also going to hook in the sewer system, too, aren't they?
Right, but that's not
the problem. Well, we accept
the issue is the pump station only.
Where
thank you for
be.
Clearing that up.
Where okay. it's
all right.
Be.
Could I get a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition?
So move.
Second. I have a motion and a second to go into executive session for pending and potential litigation and land acquisition.
I'd like to ask the question. I didn't use my whole 5 minutes.
Ms. Marie, I'm... just a minute, Ms. Marie. Does council have any objection to...
No objection.
No.
Okay,
this is Marie
thank you,
Ms. Rogers.
Okay, I would like to know why some people that are going on the sewerage system pay one fee and other people pay another fee. It doesn't make sense to me. Everyone should pay the same amount.
If you were here earlier, which I think you might not have been, we actually are working toward that end, and there was a presentation by our county finance director to begin that process. I'm not sure exactly where you're going to fall in that process, but your words are prophetic today.
And also, when the whole system's finished and then builders build new houses, are they going to pay like I am for 30 years? I'll be dead in 30 years, let's face it. But are they going to pay all that money? They should be made to pay like we are, and we should get a cut on our taxes. I think that you should look into that.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
All right. I have a... All in favor going into executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Folks, thank you for coming.